The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It's just after 3 o'clock. It is Monday, May 4th, 2020. I'm not gonna. Do you wanna make the obvious joke?
Sure.
Okay.
May the 4th be with you, Sam.
Yeah, Star Wars isn't my thing.
This is the way. Remain 6 feet from any individual outside your household.
Oh, yeah. Gotta co-opt everything, don't we?
Your hands. Wash, you will.
Oh, please stop.
Okay.
It hurts.
All right.
This is the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Sam, and joining me, obviously, is Becky. How is it? I haven't been out yet today. How's the weather today?
A little breezy, back and forth, clouds, sun, a little bit of everything.
So, pretty common for spring, then.
Exactly.
All right. Well, why don't we get to the briefings, then?
Sure. State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health Department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online.
Moving on to Washington State, the special enrollment period for Washington State health plans ends this Friday on May 8th. CMAR community health centers are available to help advise uninsured individuals who need help selecting a plan by calling 1-855-289-4503. Residents can also visit wahealthplanfinder.org to view plans online. More than 100 state parks, trails, and boating sites across the state, as well as state DNR and fish and wildlife lands, will reopen tomorrow for day use. Gatherings with those outside of one's household are still prohibited. All ocean beach parks and parks along the Columbia River Gorge on the Washington-Oregon border will remain closed to reduce impacts on rural communities and prevent crowds. The state insurance commissioner has extended the order for insurance providers to waive co-pays and deductibles for coronavirus testing, to allow one-time early prescription refills, and to suspend prior authorization requirements for COVID-19 treatment. The state health department also urges individuals who may think they are having a heart attack or stroke not to delay treatment, noting that emergency medical services and hospitals have equipment and protocols to ensure the safe treatment and transport of those experiencing a non-COVID-related medical emergency. The American Heart Association released guidelines for rescuers who are willing and able to provide hands-only CPR if they witness someone in cardiac arrest after calling 911.
Moving to Tacoma, Avamere Transitional Care of Puget Sound in Tacoma will be one of the nursing homes in the state that will open dedicated units that will house coronavirus-positive residents separately from other long-term care facility residents and patients. The COVID-only wings will be cordoned off from the rest of the facilities and have their own entrances and dedicated staff. The residents there will include those who have been transferred from other long-term care facilities or those who are well enough to have been discharged from a hospital but who still need nursing care. Recovered residents who have 2 negative COVID-19 tests over a period of at least 2 weeks will be able to return to their original long-term care facility or other residential setting. And Wednesday, May 6th, is the application deadline for the City of Tacoma's rental assistance program. Call 253-582-5320 Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon for directions on applying.
So last Friday, our last daily briefing, we talked about the laptop program where some of us involved at the radio station were putting machines together and getting them to people. We, not knowing how else to get the word out there, we got the word out on social media and via the station, and as a result, we now have more requests than we do laptops. So if you are waiting for a laptop, you should have received an email already about what the next steps are, and we are now, I think right after this, Becky, you're going to start contacting people about whether or not they're getting a laptop, correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And to that end, because we clearly have a need within Tacoma for public school students to be able to access their online studies beyond what we can give away, if there's folks, you know, businesses, individuals that have tablets or laptops that they feel like, I'm not using this, and this could probably be refurbished and gifted into the hands of a student, let us know also, because that's something that we, I think, if I can speak for Sam, would like to be able to facilitate.
Yeah, especially if you're one of those businesses who's sitting on a bunch of decommissioned laptops that we're just going to go into the e-waste program. That's definitely something we can use. We do wipe all drives with a fairly unrecoverable drive wipe, not only to make sure there's no data on it, but to make sure that we have a clean slate when we install the next operating system on it. And we also, that's also a great way to test a drive to make sure it works, is to write to every byte and see how it works out. And even if you don't have hard drives with them, which is fairly common with these kinds of laptops, we do have a collection of drives that we can drop in for a lot of these machines. So if you're sitting on any equipment, we could definitely use it right now so we can fulfill these requests. And you can email us at info@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. We got a couple people in the community who've already contacted us, and they're helping us get other machines so we can get them out to the students. And so really glad to be doing this. I've been sitting on this one a while. It's nice to get the machines out the door. So anything else today?
I don't think so. There's just a lot of cool things that I think will be spinning up now that there's a phased approach to reopening our state and our economy and interactions.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to those.
So dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now on to today's interview.
With me today is Brendan Nelson. He is the board president and executive director of the Hilltop Action Coalition. How are you, Brendan?
I'm well.
I think we should just start out by introducing our listeners to what the Hilltop Action Coalition even is.
Yes. So the Hilltop Action Coalition is a grassroots organization, of course, located in the Hilltop. We've been centered in the Hilltop for over 30 years now. And over the years, our mission has definitely changed from an agency that was seeking to create a healthy and safe neighborhood. And we know in the 80s and 90s, that was a very different type of thing, is safe and healthy. And we've definitely transitioned now to being the communications anchor for the Hilltop. So we're working and striving towards making sure that Hilltop residents are informed on a variety of things that are coming to our community, whether it's housing development, folks experiencing homelessness and need transition services, education services for youth and elders. And also we are definitely working closely with the city to mobilize residents to take action on about these pressing issues within our neighborhood. So we are definitely the folks that are trying to get the information out to you, advocate for you, and journey with you through all these things.
And your website mentions building community and creating vibrant social capital. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by social capital?
Yeah, we're definitely wanting to keep folks engaged and really loving one another. You know, when I was a kid growing up in the Hilltop, I always was able to see people out and about and encouraging one another and supporting those small businesses. And that's, you know, that's taken a shift and a change a little bit in the past few years. And so we're really wanting to lean in, and knowing that the Hilltop is a great place to be, we wanted to just continue to encourage people to be in a community together, supporting the community, and just living out this kind of vision that we've, you know, that our kind of elders have placed in front of us, this being a very vibrant community in many different ways.
Now, you have mentioned change of the neighborhood that you've witnessed and that the organization has persisted through. And the word gentrification gets mentioned a lot when folks hear and talk about Hilltop. How does the Hilltop Action Coalition interface with that word?
You know, we've kind of tried to not focus too much on that word, But we have really kind of taken this look around centrification. You know, we need to look at the people who are centered here, the businesses that are centered here, and how do we keep them from being displaced? I think that's one of our major issues, right? Because, you know, we know that our community needs business, new thriving businesses, small business, and new developments are going to come whether we like it or not. But how do we stop the displacement? And that's where our focus is. And so we push on organizations, really when we're talking about housing. So how is this housing equitable? Is it going to push people out who have been here for a number of years? That's where our focus is really rooted around helping folks maintain what they have here, stay here, and, you know, thrive and have business. And we know that folks are going to come into that, but knowing that we are trying to fight displacement.
And how is the Hilltop Action Coalition different from a neighborhood council? Because all of the neighborhoods in Tacoma have neighborhood councils. Are you just mm-hmm. a different name for the neighborhood council around here?
Well, so the Hilltop Action Coalition, just a little bit of background, actually started with a husband and wife who were just kind of fed up with things happening in the community, and they were in the basement of their house and invited some neighbors over to address these issues, and it became a small coalition of folks. And in that coalition, they were kind of, I would say, adopted by Associated Ministries. And for over 25 years, we're under the fiscal sponsorship of Associated Ministries. And in 2008, Hilltop Action Coalition established its own nonprofit status to be able to address these issues within our community. So we have a board. Our organization is governed by a board. We do things a little bit differently than neighborhood councils. We have neighborhood leaders that we have put in place that are kind of responsible for their blocks and to address many issues that may happen within their block, whether it's issues of crime or just bringing people together for community building, things like that. And so we definitely have established ourselves as an organization, as an entity. We published a Hilltop Action Journal, which spans over to 5,000 residents.
Tell me a little bit more about the Action Journal. Is that online only? Yeah. Is it a print publication?
Yeah, so right now we are online due to the COVID-19, but typically we do print about 5,000 copies that goes out to schools in the Hilltop, businesses. We expand just about to right up to 6th Avenue, and so it is available typically online and in print version, and it is a community-led publication. Every writer contributes things voluntary. So we have people from the age of 8 to 80 bringing pieces in. We have business owners. We have residents. We have educators from all across the Hilltop area involved in this. And it's so great because 2 years into our publication, we won a national award for a volunteer-based newsprint. And so we're really excited about that because that just shows the power of community. And so we keep our publication informative and very uplifting. We have been approached multiple times about, hey, I need you to publish this article about X, Y, or Z happening, and it's not bringing, it's really negative. So we definitely want to push on the issues and raise awareness. We also want to uplift what's happening and what's good in the community as well. And so we are really excited about the journal. And through this journal, we have been able to partner with the University of Washington Tacoma to provide us with two interns that will help move the journal forward and get us some access to some more content. So we're deeply excited about this publication.
It sounds awesome. In terms of other things that have networked folks in the Hilltop neighborhood, can you talk a little bit about the networking of the little libraries that we see sometimes in people's front yards or along the sidewalks?
Yeah, so there are so many little free libraries in the community. Many of those were built by neighbors in the community. And I think it's an amazing way to connect and to inspire reading. Every Friday, I go out to restock the little free libraries in the Hilltop area with activities that have been provided to us by KBTC, and it's a great way for kids to kind of stay engaged during this time. And also, starting next week, we will begin to put some pieces in there for adults to read and things like that. And then we also restock each little free library with new books if they are low when we stop by. So it's been a great way to connect with community, and it has an expanded partnership. KBTC is doing some amazing things for kids during this time. And so we got together to say, how do we expand what we're doing just from the activities that we're doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to really, there are kids who can't even get to where we are located on 21st and Cushman, but their Little Free Library may be right across the street or down the block. So we've expanded those activities for them, and parents have been so appreciative. And for me, I love walking up to those Little Free Libraries and somebody saying, hey, what is that? And we're engaging with community, and kids are excited. So it's been a huge way to connect with community. And so if there are some Little Free Libraries that we may have missed, I would love for folks to reach out to our office to get the information to us so we can make sure they're stocked.
How do folks reach out to your office?
So right now, you know, we are physical office space is closed, but we are readily checking email. Our office manager, Christine, is actively checking Facebook and the office. So you can reach us at hackoffice15@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook at the Hilltop Action Coalition. And we do regular updates on all the Hilltop happenings, events that are coming up. Now we're seeing more virtual, so we're posting all the virtual events and things that are coming out. And then you'll be able to have access to a Hilltop calendar that we're publishing. So we try to publish all the events and meetings and things that are we feel important for folks to attend or at least to be aware of.
In terms of staying connected with the community, during typical times, you meet once a month with folks and invite the community to show up.
Yes.
But right now, you've transitioned, I saw, to having weekly virtual meetings. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's twofold, and we're not trying to overload people too much, but our board felt like there was just so much that was happening so quickly that we need to get information out to folks. So typically, when we are in normal mode, we have a meeting once a month. It's our community meeting where we invite all the community in to hear updates from our elected officials, neighborhood leaders, developers who may be coming into the community to build. We are bringing them in to have some dialogue and discussion with the community. And so we've taken that meeting and made it virtual, and we've also have added a weekly update for folks. And so this coming Monday, May 4th, we will have an update from Liz Ellis from Sound Transit to tell us a little bit about the Link Light Rail, what's happening during this time. We know we're seeing the construction happening, and so we wanted to provide an update for folks that way. And the amazing piece is we're able to do it Facebook Live and virtual, so we're still practicing social distancing and things like that. So we have a little setup in our office, and we're able to Zoom in folks to share with us. And it's led by myself and one of our board members, Alyssa Torres, to kind of just guide the discussion. So we're trying to do what we can to keep the Hilltop informed, because we know there's so many things that can be missed. And so we thought this would be a great idea. And so we'll be doing this at least through the end of the summer.
And Brandon, you have been a Hilltop resident, you said, for your life. You grew up here. You're now working and invested in the community. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing about the Hilltop?
Oh, my favorite thing about the Hilltop would just have to be our resiliency. And I say that because we moved here from Waco, Texas, when I was 6 years old. And I'm 37 now, so Hilltop is all I know, really, and when I think about my growing up. And in that, every phase, I've seen challenges in the community that could have broken the community. But Hilltop has continued to rise, and rise through everything that we have experienced. And that's what makes me so excited, and that's what I love the most about the Hilltop, because we won't be shut down, we won't be defeated, instead seeing people come together. If somebody says, hey, there's a kid without internet access, somebody's saying, well, how do we help that kid get internet access? Not just that kid, but more kids, you know, or this business is really struggling, how do we rally behind them to ensure that their doors don't close? And so that's what I love. It's just that resiliency and that strong commitment to ensuring that we are vibrant and we are here. There's this kind of hashtag that we often say, and it's Hilltop Strong. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. Like, wow, we are deeply connected. And I think that's just so amazing to me.
And one more time, how can listeners follow up and learn more about Hilltop Action Coalition, whether they want to volunteer or see what's available or just get involved?
Yeah. So again, they can follow us on Facebook. Check us out, Hilltop Action Coalition. You can feel free to email our office at hackoffice15@gmail.com. We can get you onto our mailing list that we send out every Friday with updates and happenings of what's going on. There's always a need for support in many ways. And even during this pandemic, we could use volunteers to just send words of encouragement to our neighbors. If you want to publish something in the journal, there's that opportunity as well. And so there's many ways to serve even during this pandemic.
Brendan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
Brendan Nelson is the board president and executive director of the Hilltop Action Coalition.
Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources through the United Way. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. You can call or text us at 253-330-8821. See you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.